Welcome to the Hope City Podcast. My name is David. I'm one of the pastors on staff, and today I'll be your host. We're currently in a series on how to read your Bible. This series is aimed at teaching you better ways to engage Scripture. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about tips for reading the Bible, part two. In part one, we had Ryan, our worship pastor, go over some ideas and suggestions for us when engaging Scripture. And our guest today to help us break this down is Amanda. Amanda, before we start, tell us a bit about who you are and what you do here at Hope City Church.
Yeah, so my name is Amanda, and I am the small groups pastor with The Project. I've been there for, I think it's almost 3 years.
Yeah, we used to work together.
I took your job.
You did take my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I felt really good about that.
Yeah, I used to be the small groups pastor. Yeah. Now you've moved into my office, which I miss, so yes. There you go.
I love it.
That's good. What is The Project for people who may not know?
Yeah, so The Project is our young adult ministry for 18 to 30-year-olds. So we have services Sunday nights at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Project's awesome. Mm-hmm. If you've never been to The Project, check it out. Great service. Very young adult specific. Did you see the ages already? Like 18 to 30?
18 to 30, yes.
Yeah. Definitely check it out. All right, let's get into this.
Okay.
All right, so everyone has different ways of reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. Ryan went over suggestions like read a psalm a day. I won't spoil it. Go check it out. Okay, link in the description box. But you have some other ideas, things mm-hmm. that have worked for you personally. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got their own method of doing it, but what are some ways that we can engage Scripture when it comes to trying to understand it?
Yeah, I think as critical as the Bible is, we all know that it's important. I don't think we need to go over why. We know it's a big deal. Our lives should be centered around it. But this thing is intimidating. It's huge. It's intense. It can also be taken out of context really easily, which can be really frustrating. But also, I've known, like in my own life, it can be, you can feel inadequate to approach this and be like, how am I going to understand this? So yeah, I have a couple things that I do, kind of a before, during, and after steps that I take when I'm reading the Bible.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to go over like before first?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so before I even plan to read the Bible, first I need to plan for it and then schedule it. Because I can talk all day about how I know I need to do it, but I won't. So I will actually plan into my calendar reading my Bible like an appointment. Like, so it's something I need to keep.
Yeah.
And I'll have a reminder so I know it's there every day at the same time. That's the first step. The second thing I would do is, before I even read, is pray. That sounds, it's so Christian, but it's true.
Oh, come on, that's so cliche.
Right?
No, but it is true.
Yeah, so I think praying before is critical. Like, this is God's word, and for us to understand apart from him is, that's not going to work. It's kind of useless.
Yeah, no, I remember a time I was driving home. I don't know where I was, probably at some coffee shop trying to be hipster and everything. Hey, look at my denim. I was riding home and I felt like I need to read a book of the Bible. So I was just reading Galatians. I read the whole thing and it didn't take too long, but I didn't get anything out of it. I got pretty frustrated. I felt pretty convicted in the aspect where in that moment I sensed God telling me, why don't you just pray before you read it? Because I was trying so hard on my own to figure it out. I was looking for the arguments, different words that can give me ideas of what the author is trying to mean. Like using my Bible college degree to try and figure things out. But honestly, in that moment, I didn't get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. But the moment I started praying, it was a different experience when I read it again.
Mm-hmm.
Huge point. Have you noticed that change in your own life if you do it personally?
Yeah, I think with prayer, it doesn't have to be like a super 20-minute long intense prayer, but just asking for help to understand it. Especially because I think if you're going to read the Bible and not follow through, then why are you reading it? So for me, prayer helps me not only to better understand it, but then to know what it looks like to follow through.
Yeah.
So I think prayer, reading the Bible without prayer, it's, you got to do both.
So like, let's say someone's going to pray, let's say for the first time, if they're like, yeah, I'm going to pick up the Gospel of Matthew and start to pray. What kind of things would you recommend to even pray about?
I think in terms of, no matter what book of the Bible you're approaching, I think it's more, God, this is your word. This is your stories. Help me to understand it, how you intended it, not just to add my own agenda. But what do you want to teach me in this? Just super simple.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't need to be complicated.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I do pray, sometimes I do pray before I read the Bible.
It's good to hear, Pastor David.
So good. But I might be like, make words or lines jump out to me if there's something I'm not seeing, just like let it pop out to me. And it does happen. I've noticed a huge change. I find the Bible takes more meaning in life. It just comes alive in that aspect. Even to another thing I find you could pray is asking God to kind of show you areas of your life that need to change. Like help me to be open to something you might be telling me about finances or about my friendship circle, people I'm hanging out with or where I'm going. That kind of stuff. It'll start popping in your brain out of nowhere.
I agree.
Yeah.
So those are the two things I do before.
Okay.
Schedule in and plan for it and then pray.
Okay.
So then during, I'll just walk you through what I do quickly. Whenever I want to read the Bible, I will journal alongside with it. So if I take maybe 30 to 40 minutes, again, if you don't have that much time, you don't have to. It could be 10 minutes if you want. And I'll break it up into anywhere from a couple 10-minute chunks or 15-minute chunks. But for the first 10 minutes, what I'll actually do is I'll just jot down in my journal either if it's worries I have or challenges I'm facing or just things from my day that are on my mind. I need to jot them down to help me get out of my head. I think we can get stuck in our own emotions or in our own schedules or just what's going on in our life. So if I jot it down first, that helps me get it out. And then I can then move on to getting into the Bible, getting into scripture. So again, I'll quickly pray and then I will start reading.
So, it sounds like you're calming yourself down almost before you start.
Yeah, I need to get out of outside of my own head, out of my own thoughts.
Yeah.
To not focus about me.
Yeah. Which is hard because there's so much going on with life. No, that makes sense. Okay, so you slow down in that aspect, write everything out.
Yeah, maybe take like 8 or 10 minutes. And then, yeah, then I'll pray and then I will get into scripture. So right now I'm going through Matthew. So I'll read anywhere from one chapter up to four. I usually don't go more than four chapters. And while I'm doing that, I will mark it up. I know some people feel unsure about that. I think it's a great idea. It just helps you highlight, identify what you're reading and kind of what jumps out at you, what you were saying. And just, I read it to the point where I know it better than I did before, or I understand what's being said, or I think what's being said.
No, I find marking it up helps me in my mind to remember where on the page I was writing that stuff down. Like, sometimes I'll use the Bible app on my phone. If I'm late at night in bed and I'm trying to read it, it's like pitch black. My eyes are like trying so hard to focus on this bright screen. And I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. But I find if I'm reading it on an actual page with a pen in my hand, an actual pen. And I'm marking it up. There's something about it that my brain remembers better compared to just reading it on a screen. I feel like that's almost a lost art these days. Everything's digital. But I find engaging it physically that way makes me remember more.
It helps solidify it more.
Because that's during it. Do you do anything else during
those
moments?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay. So, I'll settle down.
So then when I'm done reading, so then I will go back and I will see what I wrote down in my journal, like the worries I had, the challenges I had, and I'll read through it again. But now I might take a different colored pen and actually see how God's word that I just read applies to what I'm going through. So I might take that different color pen and write down next to it, like, remember, this verse talked about how God, how faithful he is, or how he reminds us again to trust him. So just, it will kind of correct my thinking and, again, get outside of my head and focus more on God and less on myself and my own circumstances. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. So you're almost connecting what you had written down at the beginning to what you're reading now in the passages. So like you wrote
down how it applies.
Like I wrote down anxiety, but now I just read this verse. Oh yeah, that relates to what I'm feeling anxious about, kind of idea. No, people need that. They definitely do.
So that's what I do next. And then even if like if it is a really good day, you're in a good season and you don't have a lot of tough stuff you're going through, I'll still write down what that passage taught me or how it applies, because that just helps solidify things for me. Otherwise, I'll read it and I'll forget. So I need to just, again, it can only take like 2 or 3 minutes if you want. But writing it down just helps make it less about me and more on what I just learned.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I know some people are not really into journaling. I know some people are very hesitant to mark up their Bible. But the people that I've met in the past that have decided to mark up their Bible, they see a huge change in just engagement. And if your Bible's completely marked up, you can buy another Bible.
You can.
Yeah.
We have some here.
Mark it up all over again.
Yeah.
You can go through it in the past and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I said. And you can mm-hmm. see you're changing and mm-hmm. all that jazz. I think it's okay to mark up a Bible.
I think so, too. It helps me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then next, then I'd move into the after part. So then what I always like to end with, at least thinking through or writing down maybe two or three things that I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I should do that every single day and then either pray again or listen to worship music, things like that. Or even to help follow through, if there was a verse that jumped out, I might write it on my mirror. So when I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll see it. Or if I felt really challenged, like God was calling me to do something, I'll pull out my calendar and figure out where in my schedule I can follow through on that. Because again, I just will forget or won't do it.
Yeah. And people need that structure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the nice Evo phones to set a reminder, do this.
Yeah.
I know couples that have to set in the schedule date nights.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. that. I mean, life is so hectic sometimes. You need those reminders.
You do.
I think it's a good thing for scripture reading, man. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're doing after... as soon as you're done reading, you just like end it right away and just move on. But you said you actually might listen to some worship music.
Yeah.
Does that just help you remember everything or just kind of like soak in what you just read and just try to, I guess, digest it?
I think the moment of worship and thinking through what I'm grateful for, again, I can be a very selfish, self-absorbed person. So getting outside myself is really important. And I often in those moments I've listened to a worship song or in that moment of prayer, my problems seem smaller
mm-hmm.
and I realize like who I'm serving and who God is. And so that part is an important part just to strengthen my own faith and to grow from there. So I need that part as well.
No, that's huge. I think you're right. I mean, it's one thing just to read and then end it and walk away,
mm-hmm.
but maybe taking time almost to pray through it with God, what you were reading.
Yeah.
And it's even, I find what has helped some people I've talked to, if they read a passage or let's say a chapter in the Bible, they don't know what to take from it. If mm-hmm. they start talking to God about stuff they've read, kind of working through that dialogue, all of a sudden through their conversation with God, they start to realize areas of their life that might need to change.
Yeah.
My brain works like that. Mm-hmm. I might read something like interesting, but if I'm talking to him and trying to process out loud what I'm reading mm-hmm. with talking to him, I find he starts speaking to me that way.
Yes.
Everyone's different. I find mm-hmm. you have to find out what works best for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people have to have complete silence. Some people work better in public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I get too distracted about things.
Yeah.
I have to seclude myself
mm-hmm.
or else I don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like you were mentioning, I do have to slow down my thoughts because I'm thinking about my day.
Yeah.
Thinking about what's happening tomorrow, projects I have to get done.
Mm-hmm.
If I go in that mindset just starting off reading, I'm not going to get anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You work primarily with young adults.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find with young adults, the challenge is finding time for them to read the Bible or just it's a priority issue or lack of discipline? What do you think?
I think that they, I shouldn't say they, us as young adults would argue we don't have time, but that's not the case because in terms of like Netflix, you always find time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a lack of discipline because it's either intimidating or hard to know where to start or you want to do it, but you don't.
Yeah.
So I think it's breaking it down. And again, don't go over the top. Like just start with one verse or one chapter and just grow from there.
Yeah, start small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so discouraging if you have this huge lofty goal, like I'm going to get through the entire 4 gospels in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's a huge goal.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it, you might feel so discouraged you don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
I find just like doing it in small increments can build up your encouragement,
mm-hmm.
make you feel more confident, and just make you feel like, yeah, I can actually tackle this and have time for it.
Yeah. I think the important parts too is first finding that time to get into scripture and then the follow through. And I think the follow through, like we said, looks different from me than to you. Like if I journal or if you process, whether it's out loud or by yourself, that follow through in terms of scripture is key. Otherwise, again, it's not useless, but you need the follow through is so critical.
Wait, this method that you have that works for you
mm-hmm.
doesn't work for me, but
no.
For you, how long did it take you to find that method?
I always knew that I was a journaler, that I needed to at least write it down really quickly. So I just coupled with what I already gravitated towards and added it to my scripture.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're self-aware, just know what works best for you.
Yeah.
I know some people like to try and copy what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're finding it's not working for you,
Don't force it.
Don't force it. Because mm-hmm. then you're going to get frustrated. Mm-hmm. You're going to get discouraged. And eventually you're like, I don't want to pick this Bible up, right?
Yeah, because it is a relationship that you have with God. So if I connect relationally through him when I journal, that's what works for me.
Okay.
But it is a relationship. So figure out what works best in your relationship with him.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's recap here. Okay. First thing you said.
So first thing, so before, I will schedule it in and then pray.
All right, next.
And then during, I will write down things I'm going through during the day, just get my thoughts out. Then I will get into scripture, and then I'll go back to what I wrote and see how scripture relates. And then I will end either with praying again or listen to a worship song, writing a verse out on my mirror, things like that.
Awesome. This is good content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if this works for you, we highly recommend you try Amanda's method. If not, find something that works for you. Take your time. Don't rush through mm-hmm. doing this stuff, but eventually you'll find something that you can gravitate to. Do you have any comments about this, of ways that we can also engage this, or any other tips that you'd recommend? Feel free to comment below. But next time, we'll see you here at Hope City Church.